From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest on the line, Cardi B.
Hey!
Cardi!
How are you, buddy?
I've been good. You know what I'm saying? A lot going on today.
Mm-hmm. How you been quarantining?
I've been quarantining good. You know, adjusting to everything. Adjusting to the California life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've been in Cali? I thought you were in Atlanta. I just seen a big ass house you just bought in Atlanta.
Well, when the world shut down and everything, we was already in LA and we was just so scared like to travel. First of all, Atlanta to me,
it's what?
I don't know. Atlanta to me is just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my place for me. It don't have the speed for me.
Oh, it's too slow.
It's too late.
Yeah, you're a Bronx girl. You know all the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. So you need to be someplace a little bit more hectic.
Yeah, a little bit more. And then like my job is more over here, more and everything. So, you know, I just been trying to hang over here in California.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been enjoying watching all your pictures of culture, looking all fly.
Yes, she's so fun. She's fun, but she's bad. She's cute.
And you've been looking fly too during this whole pandemic. How is it like every day, you know, being able to get up, get dressed? Because I know me, I've been wearing like t-shirts and pajama pants every day, but you've been super fly.
That's a lot. It's all a lie. It's all for the gram. I've been looking good, like literally like 40% and then the 60%. Trust me, I know there gotta be some paparazzi pictures where I look straight like shit because I just don't be giving a damn sometimes.
Now, Barty, did the pandemic, did this affect your creative process in any way when it came to working on the new album?
I actually focused more because I was able at a point to just be in the studio every single day. And like, there was just nothing to do but think, think, think and sit down and think. You know, sometimes I'll be in the studio and I just be like, well, I can only be here for 2 more hours and then I gotta go. And then like, you're just rushing. And throughout the whole pandemic, I had no place to be but the studio. But then sometimes I just got a little bit sad. This shit was sad, man.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
Sad because of everything that's going on in the world or what?
I mean, you know, like I feel like the first month, well, this is how I felt. Like the first month of the quarantine and everything, like the first weeks, it was fun. You know, it was watching Netflix, fucking all day or everything. But then family members, they just start getting sick and then you start getting worried. Then I sent my kid to New York because people around me was getting sick. And I'm like, you know what? I just want to let it be safe and everything. And then you have, you know, friends and family losing jobs, not knowing what they want to do. Everything's slowing down, just your whole life slowing down. And then I was stuck here in LA, just me and my husband and everything. And then it was raining a lot, so it just looked as sad. It just looked
depressed.
Cool. You know what? You were good though, because you always talk about you never get time for yourself. You never sit down, you're always on the road, you're always doing shows. But this is the time where you had to do nothing but sit your ass down. This is the time where you had to relax.
Yeah, but it was like super, super, super sit down. Like I was like, oh shit. Like it's like if you take a nap over here and you woke up after 7 p.m., like that's it. You cannot even get McDonald's. You couldn't get everything was super duper close. Like, god damn. It was just
Now what about financially? What about financially? Did it fuck your money up a little bit?
Hell yeah, it fucked a lot of money up, Lord. I know that the money's there. But it's like, oh, get to it, but I can't get to it. It's just, you can't. Like, it's like, god damn. All I could think about is like, damn, I could have this, and that. Mm-hmm.
But you know what else I appreciate about you, Cardi, is during this time, right, before we get into the new single, I just want to talk about this. We were on that Zoom call about Breonna Taylor and just how passionate you've been about all the causes and activism with everything that's going on right now. And I know that's depressing too, to even have to address in this time.
It is really depressing, but I don't know. Sometimes I'll be thinking that God be doing certain things for certain reasons. Like I've been feeling like if this pandemic wouldn't happen, some people would have been so busy and so into their own lives and their own jobs and shit that they probably wouldn't have made this big revolution and go outside and go march and go defend a whole race. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this has been going on for a while. And there was a time that people just got so discouraged because when Black Lives Matter happened, it was such a movement, but then it just, I don't know, I feel like black men, black women getting killed, getting discriminated. Mm-hmm. It just started feeling like it was getting normalized and people just was fed up and people had time to go outside and get what they wanted.
How do you feel now that your guy's not he didn't become the Democratic nominee. Bernie Sanders didn't become it, so we stuck with Biden.
You know, I'm a little salty, but I'm okay. You know, I spoke to Joe Biden.
He called you?
Yeah.
Who telling you not to say that? Don't listen to them, Cardi. Don't listen to them. We having a conversation. Don't listen to them people saying don't talk about it.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know him.
What did he call you and say?
No, I just, let me, what I'm saying is that I know him. You know what I'm saying? And I always felt like Biden, you know, he balanced Obama because I feel like he was like conservative. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, that's what swayed like the conservative.
They're centrist. They're moderate. They're in the middle.
Yeah, they're like in the middle, right? So, you know, me knowing him and everything, I think he's getting it. I think he understands the people pain. I think he's getting what we want because people always just think that we be wanting so much. We want like really simple things if you really think about it. You know what I'm saying?
We want to be treated like regular citizens. Like, yeah, we are like, just, you know, as much part of it.
We want what's owed to us.
And I think he gets it, and I feel like I try to let him know, like, listen, like, we don't want no false promises. We don't want no fake shit to get people voting. Like, this is what we want. Like, Please make it happen. And I don't want to hear people, a lot of people is just like, oh, now we stuck with Joe Biden. Well, a couple of months ago, I kept stressing, I know y'all kept stressing that there are so many Democratic candidates. There was a lot of them. There was a lot of them, motherfuckers. And y'all know what? Y'all was just, motherfuckers was just out. Every single, when I interviewed Bernie, when I kept telling people, make sure y'all do y'all research on these people. Shut up, bitch, you can't speak no damn English. And now y'all mad. Now y'all mad, and it's like, you know what? I think we should just go with Joe Biden. Like, it is what it is.
How important is it for you to see him have a black woman as his running mate, his vice president?
I think it's important, period. Just because I feel like, well, you know, now skin folk and you skin folk, whatever you say. But I always thought like is a black woman, she represents like for example, right? Like my husband's mom, right? She always tell it how it is. She's extremely intelligent. She's a Delta and everything. She is really involved in her community. And when she don't like some shit, she will tell you. When she feels some shit, she's gonna make sure that like you're voting, that you're out there. And like they're out here. They're out here in our communities and everything. And I feel like that's what he needs. People need a mama.
That's right. A black, exactly.
Mama. Like, people need to tell you, like, yo, this ain't it. And they the ones that always tell you, like, this ain't it. Listen, you wrong. I don't care what you think it. You, I don't think what it is. You think what it is. It ain't.
Yeah, people need that. Straight let me tell you, Offset mom is like a mama. I had to deal with Offset's mom when I had to do the car show, when I had to get the cars. She halted that shit, was like, no. This is my baby's cars. You better have this. You better have that. You better have that. I love you, baby, but you better have all of this stuff before you get it done. She is serious about her shit.
That's what I'm saying. Black moms, well, not, it don't have to be a black mom, but like, for like black women, they will let you know, like, this is what it is, and I ain't taking no if or buts.
That's right.
Offset mama's in the politics, too.
Yeah.
But Cardi, now I want to ask you about this, speaking of moms. So I know you said on a new single, which, by the way, that is my shit. That's going to be my anthem because, you know, we're going to get into that. But you said you don't cook, you don't clean. Have you been cooking while you home?
Oh, you know what I'm saying? I've been cooking way more now that I brought my whole family over here.
What are you cooking, Cardi?
I do baked chicken. I be doing the salads.
Salad is not cooking, Cardi.
No, but my salad, though, it's a special touch about my salad.
It's a skill to making a good salad.
Like, yes, because these salads be dry. Especially over here in LA, these salads be dry. It's a special sprinkle to my stuff. And like, I do really good baked chicken. And you know what I wanted to do with my cousin? I want to do an avocado ice cream.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Tell Ben and Jerry's, Cardi want to do an avocado ice cream, even though that sounds gross.
Well, that sounds appealing to me.
How you come up with that? Avocado ice cream, why?
She must love avocados and love ice cream.
Because, you know, this is the thing, right? Because avocado, it got like a texture. It got almost like a creamy texture. Then when you eat it with the rice, it just gives you like a creamy, melty texture. And then if you add coconut milk, you know what I'm saying? If you add coconut milk and some sugar, imagine how that's going to mash up milky.
Sounds disgusting.
You're going to be shitting for days.
And then, I usually do. I have a maid, of course. Of course, I have a maid and everything. But sometimes, like, I be taking a bath, but then sometimes my daughter, she don't want to, like take a little shower. She want to go in the bath. So I'll be like, no. So I got to be cleaning my own tub before she hops in that shit. Because I just feel like it's just, grown-up's body, baby body. So I be having to clean it. So I clean a little bit of something, you know what I'm saying? I clean a little something.
Not with them nails.
Yes, I does. This is like built-in chopsticks for me. Like, I like, this is like so regular. I don't even know how to live without them anymore.
So how did you and Megan get up for this record? Because I know you supported Megan early on in her career when she first came out. you supported Megan hard, and then I've seen you guys kind of split up, and now you guys are doing records together. So how did you get up with Megan for this record?
So our stylist, my stylist, Colin, and her stylist, EJ, they was hanging out and everything. I guess they hung out and whatever. And then the next day, my stylist, he came, was chilling and everything. He was like, oh, so I was hanging out with EJ yesterday. I'm like, oh, yeah, for real, yeah. My sister said he's mad cool. Sorry, y'all.
That's that avocado ice cream.
That's avocado ice cream.
Giving you heartburn. See what I'm saying? You got gas. You got gas now.
All right, so let me turn it around. And he was like, yo, you guys, like, we was talking, like, why our girls haven't linked up yet? Like, you guys have to link up. I know you see the comments all the time that people would love a song with y'all. And y'all just got to get to know each other. And I told him, like, because, like, I know, like, you know, I'm just shy. Like, one of my biggest thing is that, like, I'm really shy, especially when it comes to girls. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. That's just how I am. Mm-hmm. Maybe I just be in the house too much. But they made it happen, and we linked up, and we had conversations, girly conversations. It was mad fucking funny. And after that, you know, like, we started sending records to each other, and she heard WAP, and she loved it. And as soon as I got her vocals, I was like, oh, shit. Oh shit, this shit is fire. All this bitch is crazy. This bitch is crazy. I loved it.
I was glad to hear y'all dropping a video too, because the first thing I said when I heard the record, I was like, all right, this needs the visual immediately. Because people need to see it, and they need to hear the dirty version. Because I don't know if they would appreciate it as much if they just heard the clean version on the radio.
Listen, I like the dirty version. You already know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the dirty version, it is what it is. I try my best. I try my hardest. It took me a long time to even try to replace the dirty words, because it's just too nasty. Mm-hmm. But the video, and when it comes to the video too, like, it's like working with her and her team was just so butter. Like, you know, like, it was just like a hand-in-hand thing. When it came to our clothes, when it came to choreography, everybody worked hand in hand, from her stylist, a hairstylist, makeup. She does her makeup, so she was with my makeup artist and everything. And it was just so great. It was just so easy. And, like, every single time we came up with ideas and shit, just exchanging it with each other, having meetings with it, it was just so dope. I like it.
I heard there was a lot of woman power in this video also. Other artists, is that true? There's the allegations that you had some other artists in the video.
Sorry, y'all, I got a headache, so you know, I need my big sorry. So, yes, there he is.
You ain't gonna tell us none, huh?
Well, when did this come out?
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, well, they're gonna be there. Oh, yeah, so you know what I'm saying? We also came up with a big list of a lot of girls that we wanted on the music video, but you know what I'm saying? The budget.
Gertie, you know you got the budget.
No, this video cost a lot of money, especially because of the coronavirus shit. It cost us an extra, like, almost $100,000 to get everybody motherfucking tested. So it was a very expensive video. And then, like, you know, the video is kind of short. We had to make it all in 2 days. It was a lot of looks. So, We got Rosalia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We got Normani. Mm-hmm. We got Ruby Rose. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got Mulatto. We got Sukiana. And we got Kylie Jenner.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Where did you film it?
In LA.
Okay. That must have been a fun set.
It was a fun set. It was just a lot going on, because it's like we had so much scenes to do, and we only had a certain type of time to do it. Like there were scenes that it's like we had to do choreography, and we only had 20 minutes to do. So we was just so goddamn aggravated, especially because we girls, and we gotta, like, in every look, we had to get our makeup done. We gotta get a different wig. So it's like, But when it came with us together, it was just so funny.
Like, when did y'all practice that? Because y'all were doing the same dances and everything. When did y'all practice those routines?
Yeah, we went to rehearsal. I'm telling you, this video was a process to do. This wasn't just some shit like, oh yeah, we're gonna put it together, and then it just go and we do it. We had to do choreography, and I know that she was, I think she was also rehearsing for a BET performance. Mm-hmm. So it was just a lot going on. To get our clothes from Europe, it took us like 3 weeks because of the restrictions and the fashion designers. They couldn't get certain fabrics because, you know, like this whole pandemic shit. It was a process. It took us like a month to get everything together and build the sets. The sets were crazy. And
this was before she got shot in the foot. So this was way before that.
Have you spoken to her since she got shot?
I texted her something, but I don't know where... I didn't want to like to call or anything because I just don't know
what where space she is.
Yeah, where
mentally. Sometimes people need a minute.
Huh?
I said I feel you because sometimes people need a minute, like to just not talk to people and process things.
Yeah, and you know sometimes when I go through some hard shit or something crazy in the media, it's like when people ask you, "Hey, are you?" Hey, I'm gonna call you and everything. You just get more emotional. You want to cry and everything. And I just like, you know what? I'm just give her like a minute.
Right.
It's a lot. I, you know, when dealing with that media stuff and everything, it's a lot. So
do the new rap women reach out to you? Does Megan reach out to you for advice? Cause you kind of like a young OG.
Well, she hasn't like reached out and everything, but it's like if she ever like feels a certain type of way or she ever feels like things could get overwhelming and everything, like I will give her advice. I feel like we have like similar stories when it comes to the industry. Like, you know, like the industry, you come in and it's beautiful and glam, but there's also a lot of greed around, and you know what I'm saying? And you also got to make sure you have a team that is like sturdy with you. They're always gonna tell you the truth. There's not gonna like kiss your ass and always be firm and always show you a lot of love. You gotta make your team family. I think she has that, but you know how it is when it comes to certain things, when it comes to greed, when it comes to, you know, everybody loves you at the beginning, then shit gets a little crazy when you already at the top and comments and shit could get overwhelming, and stories and the pressure you have. I feel like female rappers always have so much pressure more than anything. It's like people want to give you a time span on your career. Like, it's like, oh, I don't know, maybe her record's not gonna go. I give her 2 years. I give her this. I give her that. What's next? What's the difference? This. Another flow. What's going to be the next look? Like, it's always something. Like, it's always like they are expecting us to fail. Each and every time somebody new come in, it gets overwhelming. It's beautiful because you see us beautiful and our lyrics is very confident and we show confidence, but it's just could get very overwhelming and very down. And it's like, I would love to give any young girl advice and everything. That's why I feel like it is important for female rappers like to have unity. Mm-hmm. Because nobody can relate better to them but you, another female rapper. But you know, that takes time always to build a friendship. It just takes time, like, because sometimes
Female rappers go through different things. Because I was just reading the story about Detail, the producer who just got arrested. And all the women that have spoken out about having to work with him in the studio, and there were so many of them, and how awkward their experiences were, you know, even just having to deal with men sometimes.
I haven't even seen it,
because
I haven't even seen it yet.
You still let people stress you out when people say stuff on social media? Like, I seen Offset by Baby Girl a Birkin, and I see people like, why she got a Birkin? And I see you respond to these people sometimes. Do you feel like you have to respond?
Sometimes I have to respond because let me tell you something. I have a lot of people that don't fucking like me and are out. Like, it's not even like cute little small rumors. People just do really fucked up rumors that I be like, nah, I gotta shut this shit the fuck down. Like, y'all is bugging. Y'all really out here trying to target me for some reason. So sometimes I gotta be like, no, y'all fucking lying. Let me bring up the fucking receipts. And right now, the internet is a dangerous thing because you could fake DMs, you could fake texts, you could fake screen recording, you could fake everything. Yep. And it's crazy. Like, sometimes you wake up and it's like, what the fuck? I know I didn't do shit and I know I didn't say shit. I haven't been talking to right. So what the fuck these motherfuckers talking about today?
I see you about to cake up on OnlyFans responding to those everything that people have to say about you online. Is that real?
Shit, maybe so. If shit get out of hand sometimes, and it's like, if y'all are looking, because I feel like people pick on me because they want to reply for me, and if y'all want to reply, shit, you might as well motherfucker pay me. We're in a different time right now, so y'all might as well motherfucker pay me. And you know, my OnlyFans, maybe I could show people how to do a avocado ice cream. You never know.
Yeah. I'm trying to make people sick with that damn avocado ice cream now, buddy.
I'm telling you, it's going to be good.
Now listen, what happened with QC? They not your manager no more?
I want to make this really clear. Like, QC, like, because people think that I have, like, a QC management contract. I never had a QC management contract. So they were never, like, officially my management. They were helping me for a long time. And they did a good job with me. We always kept it really professional, everything. So I have never had nothing to say about the QC thing. And I don't know why I'm always getting dragged in these type of things when it has nothing to do with me. But when it comes to the boys and this whole thing that's going on, it's not even with QC. I think it's like with a lawyer or something. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to men business, I don't get into that shit. Because y'all know men and women are very different. Men, especially when y'all know it, when people know each other for a long time, when it's a family thing, I feel like they always resolve everything, like, and they always become cool again. And that's why I don't ever like putting myself in that situation and put my input on something, because when they become cool and you say some weird shit,
right,
they won't be cool with you, but they will always be cool with each other. So I always stay away from shit that ain't my business. But I don't think the issue or whatever the lawsuit, whatever's going on, is with QC. It's like with the lawyer or something. Mm-hmm.
Now I got to ask you about this song, Wet Ass Pussy. What was happening when you decided this is what you wanted to do? What was going on that day or in that moment when you were like, I got to make a song about this?
That's a very obvious question.
I just want to know, what was that moment when you said, man, I got to write a song about this?
I don't know, motherfuckers think I'm doing some other shit. I need my big, my head hurt. You know, I heard the beat, and I'm like, yo, this song, it just sound real nasty. And I feel like the beat, again, I wanted to do something like with my voice a little bit, like, you know, more lower, more raspy and everything. So it's just like, it had to be a horny song. So that's what I did. I did the horniest song I could ever think of. And then when I kept hearing the song, I'm like, damn, I want like to put a lot of girls on this song. But as I hear the song more and more and more, I always wanted Megan on the song. Cause it's like, it's so nasty that it's like, who's nasty? Who can be the nastiest? Like, I always knew that I wanted her, but I always wanted other girls in it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the tempo of the song and the time of the song, it wouldn't work out.
You know, when you write a song like Wet Ass Pussy, right, and you a mother now, does it ever make you reconsider your lyrics or the way you might do something in the video?
I think it, like, as a mom, I will be pushing it if I ever do something like porn. You know what I'm saying? I already dead done put my whole body in the damn. I already have a lot of explanations to do to my kid with GAC. Like, I already got a lot of explanations to do already. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, this is my job, girl. Believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? I already did so many songs talking about pussy this, pussy that, eat me here, eat me that. See, I think people that are scared, things are worse.
Would you let her listen to that one? Would you let her listen to that record?
When she's older, you know what I'm saying? When she's a little older. The censored version. Right now, she don't understand what the hell they're saying.
The clean version.
But she's bad.
I was 7 years old, and I was talking about, do it now, lick it good, suck it. Hey. And I didn't even know what the hell she was really talking about. I was just saying it.
So you said she's bad. How is she bad? Is she just spoiled?
Very spoiled. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, she got a Birkin, you think?
I mean, yeah.
And a paddock.
No, it's certain things. It's little things. Like, it's like when she wants, like, ice cream.
Avocado?
It's not the time to have ice cream. And she just catches a tantrum. She starts, I'd be like, oh, my gosh. All I see is me and my sister. And I'd be like, oh, Lord Jesus Christ. I see it. I see a little Hennessy. Lord, God, give me patience. Shit. And she's so fucking cute.
How do you think she's changed you for the better?
I just feel like I just have like a better understanding for moms, and now I respect moms more, and I hate bad moms more. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I have calmed down more, just because like it's like I have to think, right? Like, it's like, I have to always think, like, it's like, is this shit worth me fucking up my career and fucking up a bag for my kids? No, I'm gonna just pray on it and I'm gonna take a nap. So I think.
What you mean? What do you gotta pray on?
Sometimes I get evil thoughts.
Like what? What's the last evil thought you had, Barty?
I have a case.
Okay, feel that.
Right. Freddie, what kind of daughter were you? Like, was your mom, were you a good kid or were you a nightmare?
I just always thought that I was like slick, and I just be like, now that I'm a mom, I'd be like, yo, I hope my daughter don't even try to tell me these fucking lies. Like, you know what I'm saying? I used to sneak out and shit. I used to jump my backyard fucking fence and all this bullshit, like, just Lord. And then like sometimes when I used to talk back and everything, I'd be like, oh my God, I hope my daughter don't talk back like this to me. I think I would smack her mouth off, like, please Lord Jesus Christ, God down. Mm-hmm. I hope she's different than me.
Well, she will be, because her environment's gonna be different, you know what I'm saying? She's not raised in the hood of the Bronx, you know. You provide, she's gonna be privileged in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
but I also don't want her to be like one of them weird celebrity kids and shit, because some of these celebrity kids are weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I still want her to be like me. I want her to be funny
and chill. I want her
to understand and just be chill. But I want her to be like perfect at everything. I feel bad because I'm gonna put a lot of pressure on her, but it's for the best. Like, soon as the world is back open, she's gonna be taking every single type of class.
Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting about you, Barty, is that people think you live all your life via social media, but you keep a lot of things private, like your relationship with Offset's other kids. Like, how do you know what to show and what not to show?
Those are my babies. I love them so much. And they love my baby so much, and they just so cute together. I love them. But, like, you know, I have seen comments sometimes, like, it's like, oh, Cardi, like, she never show her kids. She always want culture to be the one. And it's like, that's not true. I don't show Offset's kids on my social media because I never really asked their moms.
Right.
Like, I never asked their moms. Like, I don't have I don't have problems with them, but I don't have like a friendship with them. And I never ask them like, hey, can I put your kids on my social media, this, this, and that? And I don't ever wanna like disrespect them, because you just never know if they're gonna like that or not. And I don't wanna bring that type of problem. I don't wanna bring that type of tension. No.
That makes sense.
How has the quarantine been with you and hubby? Have y'all got on each other's nerves at all? Because this is a lot of times with each other. Usually he's on the road, usually you're on the road, but now y'all with each other 24/7. How's that working out?
And I said that you're making up stories about things that you heard, you know, how yeah, you tell a guy.
That's not right. That's not right. But go ahead.
You know, sometimes we gotta test y'all.
That fucking nigga day up. Now he's thinking about some old shit. See, that fucking nigga day up.
I think every woman does that. You'd be like, I heard that you gotta just test him because he might confess to something that you didn't even really know for real.
Yep. That's why I put my clues together. So, but y'all getting too smart. You're getting smart and fast.
What the fuck you keep putting in your nose?
Vicks?
Oh, Vicks, all right. I just see your nails and shit. I'm like, I know good and goddamn well Cardi ain't doing no fucking cocaine.
No, I don't do none of that stuff.
Oh. Stop it. Are you going to be doing any more acting? I know, I'm sure people have been sending you scripts while you've been home.
Yes, I am going to be doing acting. I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff. But it's just like everything is on hold. Everything is on pause. I got everything. Like, everything is on pause. Like, Jesus Christ. You just can't even do... I don't even know what's going on. Like, everything is literally on pause. Everything that I signed into is on pause because the pandemic.
Didn't y'all had just bought a house, right? Where was that house at? That's in Atlanta or Cali?
It's in Atlanta.
So what, y'all not living in that big ass house?
Well, Offset is over there now. But like I said, we was in California for... We adjusted to California due to the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And even before the pandemic, I wasn't really out there because I was traveling much. We was also waiting for like fences and everything, permits to get fences, all that stuff. We gotta make it nice and comfortable first. Like,
you wanna make it safe. You wanna make sure it's safe.
Super safe. Especially because, let me not talk about it. I ain't gonna talk about it.
About because what?
People is crazy. Just know people is crazy.
Atlanta's crazy. Atlanta's crazy. They hop your fence and run up in your crib. Atlanta's crazy.
LA too.
Not us, because all the time, even out here, out there, we do not play. We got security, real security, armed security all the time. Trust me, I be getting some crazy ass death threats on social media. Like, crazy. Like, y'all wouldn't even know, like, It's too much. I always think, especially after that Pop Smoke thing, stuff. It really have a lot of rappers thinking and being more safer.
No pressure, Cardi. But the single's out now. When is there an album coming? You know, I know everybody's pressuring you about music, but I just want to know: is there any sort of plan?
You know, I'm always gearing up, like always for an album and everything. I have a lot of songs. I still feel like I need more songs. And then after, even when I feel like it's finished, like I still gotta think, like, when is a good time to put an album? Like, it's like I want to go on tour. Mm-hmm. I want to do interviews face to face with people. Like, this is weird, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is so weird to me. And when people have some money gain, you know what I'm saying, to spend. I don't know. Like, I just don't know. I really want to go on tour. Like, one of my goals is to go on tour, finish my tour, say that I did the tour, jump into other ventures that I'm doing, wrap that up, have another kid. But it's still, like, a lot of work, like, to be done, like, and we don't even know when it's gonna start because the damn pandemic.
Why not get a Screech the Gangsta Bitch Music Volume 3? Feed the Screech real quick before the album.
I should. Ooh, that's a cool idea. I don't know.
You got all this music. Why not? Just give people 6-7 songs real quick. Gangsta Bitch Music Volume 3.
Because I just want an album. I want to say I dropped my second album, bitches. I don't ever want to, like, overstack. Saturate, whatever the fuck that word is. Did I say it right?
Yes. Are you still having fun? That's the most important thing, though.
I'm having fun. I'm having. For a minute, I didn't put out music. Also, even before the pandemic, I wasn't putting music out because I don't know, like, I just wasn't liking what I was doing. Like, I just didn't like it. I just wanted to put something new. I always got so much pressure on me when it comes to music. So I was just getting discouraged because everything that I was doing, I wasn't really liking. Sometimes I hear my voice and I hear my accent and I just hate it and I gotta do it 100 times and then I just be giving up on it. But now I'm liking it. I'm liking it and I'm dealing with like new experience in life. Mm-hmm. That I'm putting more on my music and it's like, I like it.
Word.
Well, Cardi, you know, you're the spokesperson for the census. And they pushed the date back. So how do you get up with the census?
Push it up.
I mean, what? It's just always an excuse for everything. Like, it's just like, I'm tired of it. And then now they're planning to fucking move the elections and shit. I just can't even deal. It's a mess. Everything is a motherfucking mess.
Why you keep sniffing the Vicks? Why you just don't take a little
and put it up your nose?
She did that.
Come on, guys.
I don't know what it is. It's just, it's never enough.
You sick?
I'll take the 2 Vicks.
Are you sick?
No, I just like, well, I have a little headache, but I just, I don't know.
And you and Johnny ain't got no damn mask on.
No, not a mask.
Ain't no mask or no nothing.
They've been together this whole quarantine, so if he got it, she got it. He got it, she got it. So.
Yeah, everybody around here, if I don't, shit, maybe finish that. But we've been having to get tested like almost every week because we've been doing certain things, and it's like, you gotta get tested. You gotta get tested. Now, we was just doing a photo shoot. When was it? Like 2 weeks ago, and two people on set had coronavirus, and a very expensive shoot. Done.
Shut down.
Canceled. Oh, because 2 motherfuckers had coronavirus.
Yeah. Are you into the Versus Battle stuff? Or you been watching the Versus Battle?
Yes. I will watch tonight battle because I want to go back. I want to take my mind back to my strip club days. Because those were really important people to my strip club days. Rick Ross and 2 Chainz.
I see you excited. You were excited about the Fab Jadakiss one. I see you were excited about that one.
Yes. You know what I would really want? I would want a G-Unit one. Maybe I'm too New York. Maybe a G-Unit one with Dipset.
That'd be hard.
I need a vest right now for that. I need a whole vest.
Well, Cardi, you be safe out there. Find a goddamn mask, you and Johnny, because I guarantee you Johnny got his gun on him, but he ain't got no mask.
Don't put that on Johnny.
You know what? He's like Johnny, he's like one of those people that got OCD. So... we had to, like, somebody around us got sick and everything. He went right away and got tested, and then he canceled. We didn't went to the studio for, like, almost 3 weeks. Because he was like, nobody's going to the studio. Nobody's coming to the studio. No, no, no. He's, like, the super, super healthy person.
Word.
Cardi, thank you so much for this anthem for us. I feel a lot of pressure on myself now. Like, I got to hit that dangly thing in the back of my throat thanks to you. So, that's a lot of pressure on me.
Y'all boys make sure y'all touch that dangly thing in the back of
my throat. Charlamagne has a hard time with that. Well,
oh, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Cardi. Love you.
All right, buddy. Peace.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.